la sento. Già la sento morire, però è calma, sembra voglia dormire. Poi con gli occhi lei mi viene a cercare, poi si toglie anche l'ultimo velo, anche l'ultimo cielo. Così son rimasto a pensare, ma la vita cos'è? Tutto niente, forse neanche un perché. Con le mani lei mi viene a cercare, poi mi stringe, lentamente mi lascia, lentamente mi stringe, lentamente mi cerca. Forse colpa mia, forse colpa tua, è così, son rimasto a guardare.
Good morning. This is the Grant Larson Show, Love, Relationships, and You. And this morning I'm so privileged to interview Marlise Cochere, teacher, close friend of mine who 9 years ago I met and really changed my life. Sort of all kinds of relationships, mother, teacher, friend, and I'm so happy to have you hear about her today and listen to her speak. And so without further ado, I'd like to introduce Marlise, and you can take it from there.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Did you have a poem you wanted to read?
Yeah, I'd love to read a poem. I have a poem, one of the poems I wrote. I didn't write that many poems, but and this one is called Silence. So I will start reading that. And also I just want to say good morning to everyone on this Sunday morning. So here we go. Silence. Being a lover of her, she kisses me every day. I am in adoration of her. She embraces me all the time. Silence. Deep honor and love for my teacher, who is silence too. We all are. We tend to forget that. Here we are. Silence on her way to the forefront to know herself. It's funny. I am silence, and at the same time, I am in love with silence. I am in love with myself. So still, radiant, alive, and delicious. Silence. What is silence? We all want silence, awareness, and consciousness. But truly, what is silence? Who is silence? Who is in there? Please reveal yourself to me. Please speak to me. Show me your divinity. I cannot rest before I deeply know you. Oh, my love, you are all I want to be and realize as me. I bow to you. Silence. I don't know if there exist any words that can describe this silence, this beauty, this allness. Have you noticed? She is everywhere, and everything. I kiss her back all the time. You are my deepest love. I'm relaxing in the great silence, knowing that she takes care of everything. I deeply know she is always here. She is ising all the time. I rest in her arms. Dearest, how can I love you more? Dearest, how can I be you more? Be still. Can you hear me? I always speak and reveal myself to you. Silence.
Thank you, Marlies. This is Grant Larson, Love, Relationships, and You, and this is my special guest, Marlies Cochere, who lives in Santa Cruz but was born in Holland, and she's a teacher in the lineage of Adi Ashanti and that Zen tradition. And she's been here teaching in Ashland this weekend, and still more to go if you want to be a part of that. But I'll let Marlies speak for herself. Maybe just tell us a little about your work this weekend and your work right now.
Okay. This weekend, it's a pity that happened already. Friday night and yesterday I offered satsang. And satsang is really a coming together in truth. And we sit and meditate together, and then I hold a talk about whatever bubbles up in the moment. And then there's always an opening for a question and answer, to have dialogue for anything that comes up for people around meditation or anything that happens in your daily life. And today, this afternoon, if people are open, they can make an appointment and meet privately with me, either for half an hour or an hour.
If you want to do that, you can contact Ron at 541-488-3503. Again, this is Marlies Cochere, spiritual teacher. And tell me about how this all started, you know, your beginnings. Tell us about that.
In the beginning, that's a long time ago. Well, I know growing up that I knew something, there was something wrong, but I didn't quite know what was wrong. And I knew there was something. I always called it. I knew when I would have found it, I would be home. I really didn't use the word home then, but I knew there was something that was wrong. And I didn't grow up in a family where we would talk about spirit or spirituality. But I knew, you know, there was just something wrong, and there was a lot of unhappiness. And so I just kind of went on the search then. I went to different churches, and I never found it in the church. I knew something was wrong there too, in my experience. And then one day somebody, you know, years ago, gave me a book of a teacher. And that teacher spoke about love, the love that we are, the truth that we are. And so I packed my bags and went to India.
And this was from Holland, right?
This is from Holland, yeah.
Where you grew up.
Where I grew up. And there I was with this teacher, and the moment I sat with him, I just felt this immensity of coming home. I knew I had found it, and it was this sense of deep peace, deep resting, and I knew that's where I wanted to put my tent and just stay for the rest of my life. Of course, it doesn't really go that way. You get an experience of this sweetness, and then boom, you know, you're connected, you know, you're right into life, and then all the unhappiness and suffering bubbles up. But just knowing that I knew this place of home, that helped me just to face all of my humanity and bring all of my humanity home into myself too. So that's the short version.
Yeah, this is Marlies Cochere. This is Love, Relationships, and You with Grant Larson at KSKQ 89.5 FM in Ashland. And I'm so grateful Marlise is here visiting from Santa Cruz and teaching this weekend. And again, if you wanted to have an appointment with her, you could call Ron at 541-488-3503 and meet with her this afternoon. I wanted to say she has a website, and her name is spelled Marlies, and the last name is Cocheret, Cocheret. So it's www.marlies.com, and that can tell you a lot about her future events and a little more about her and a little bit more about her work. And so it was quite a journey. Maybe just say more about the journey.
More about the journey. As I said before, there was this deep longing for something that I called it. And most of us, we are suffering. You know, most of us, we are unhappy. And we're longing for something different, but we don't really know exactly what it is. And that's how it was for me too. And things in the outer world would give me, you know, short-term happiness. I was a really good field hockey player and, you know, played championships. And it's really nice to get that taste. You win a game and then you feel elated and it's wonderful. And then the next day it's all over, right? Or you're in a relationship what's very, very sweet, and then it's over. Or you have good friends or parents, and they're there, and it can be some goodness there, and then they pass on, they die. So I noticed that everything in the outer world, sooner or later, was gonna go, you know, what we call impermanence. And I was looking for that what was permanent. And that was really the journey, finding that place of permanence and really stay there. So what I also said in the poem when I read it is around the silence. Silence is really who we truly are. You know, most of us, we grow up, especially in the Western world, most of us grow up Christian. And then there's this idea, there's this God outside us that will arrange everything for us. And I always questioned that. Is that really true, that there is a God outside us? Is there something outside us? What can bring true happiness?
Yeah, this is Marlise Cocheret. This is the Grant Larson Show on KSKQ 89.5 FM, now at full power in Ashland, Oregon. And because of the full power status of this, we really need your donations. And so if you go to KSKQ's website and go there, there's a place through PayPal where you could become a member. And for a membership is $50. We'd really love that you would support us right now. This is a really important time for us. And again, I'm interviewing Marlise Cocheret. And Marlise, is there, how could I say it, a kind of a turning point in all of this for you in this journey where things really shifted? I know that there are all kinds of shifts, but was there one point where something really changed for you?
There are a few different times. First, when I came to sit with my first teacher, where I had the experience of being really home, what mm-hmm. I said.
And then, who was that teacher?
That was Osho.
Osho.
Russian, yeah. Osho in India. And then with that experience, I came more deeply in contact what was not free yet. Because in some ways, you know, we're all imprisoned, even though we're not really aware of it. But most of us, we are. And that sense of resting, knowing that I am that presence, that resting, that helped me to look at other parts in my life, the other places of unhappiness, you know, I'm not good enough, or I'm not beautiful, I'm not this, I'm not that, and really facing that. And another big change was for me when I moved to America, and when I came to be with my other teacher, Adyashanti, and that's the teacher from the Zen tradition that asked me to teach. And I feel with him I really woke up to my true nature, really knew deeply, even though in India I had this one taste. And with Adyashanti I feel that taste got really deepened, that really went completely in, and knowing that I am that one taste, I am the presence, I am the silence, I am consciousness. And more starting to live my life from that place. What also a little earlier in my life played a big role, that in my 20s, about, you know, 10 people around me, my parents and aunts and uncles and friends, they passed on, they died. And that really brought me in contact with, okay, one day this body is going to drop. And it also helped me to focus more deeply, like, what is this life about? We're going to die. What dies? You know, what stays and what dies? And that, in combination of meeting my teachers, really helped me to steep into the presence of my being, and with that, put a fire on, and also a fire on all the beliefs, all that I was thinking who I was, and then looking into it more deeply and realizing, oh, I am not my thinking. I am not my feelings. I'm not my thoughts. What I truly, truly am is this deep silence. Even if I don't experience it all the time, there was a knowing that's who I am, and that's where I want to live my life from, and nothing else. And then it just takes a whole dedication to put all of your love and focus all of your life into the presence that I am, that we all are. You know, it's possible for all of us to live that.
You know, Marlise, since I've known you, and I think it's been 9 years, even though I see in myself a deepening, it's really obvious that there's been this really big deepening, sometimes certain stages even more. But what has happened for you in that? It's just so obvious that there have been these things where you've gone so much deeper and the spirit comes through so much more in an obvious way. Can mm-hmm. you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. You know, life provides us with experiences, and if we want it or not. And my life is just really dedicated to spirit. And I remember one of the things that really helped deepening was about, I think, 5-6 years ago. I knew spirit had not fully settled inside me. You can call that embodiment. And I knew that had not completely happened. So I did this prayer, kind of in the middle of the night, did this prayer. I want to be free no matter what it takes. I want to be embodied no matter what it takes. I know it has not happened yet, but that's what I want. And I went to bed and went to sleep. And the next day, not the next day, but the day after, I was brought to the emergency room. Mm. And I was laying there at the emergency room, and, you know, all these doctors helping me. And I was laying there. It's like, oh, okay, this is part of answering of my prayer, you know, what stays and what goes.
You want to be serious about this?
Exactly. If you want to be serious, watch what you're praying for. And that's, I'm born with an illness. And then for some reason that illness really flared up, and that brought me in a period of 4 or 5 years where I was very, very sick, even though I still worked a lot of people didn't know, but I just barely could hold myself up. And I, you know, would see one or two people a day and then go home and lay down. And in that experience, I really learned what was real and what was not real. Mm-hmm. And I deeply learned how, yes, I knew already the body goes, but I also got to learn how the body is spirit too. How presence is here, and presence, truth, God, consciousness, whatever word you want to give it, awareness, takes care of everything. And this deep love affair, what was already there but started deepening, this deep love for presence started unfolding even more deeply. So more and more I left the busy world behind me, and I just ended up in my cave, what was my home, and just meditating all the time, just meditating on what is this love, what is God, what is presence, what is this. And that really killed any belief that didn't serve me, that was not true, any thought that didn't serve me. And I was really left with my own self, that is truth and love and God and presence, what we all are. It's not only me. Is everybody. So that's the short version.
That's thank you. This is Marlies Kosheré. I'm Grant Larson. This is my Sunday show, Love, Relationships, and You, every Sunday at 10 on KSKQ 89.5 FM in Ashland, Oregon. And so glad you're with us. This is so beautiful to be with Marlies, my teacher, my friend. And just wanted to say a little bit about what Marlies has meant to me. I remember when she first came to Portland 9 years ago, and I wasn't looking for a teacher. I actually had a bad cold, and I just saw her enter the room, and there was something that touched me about her presence that has stayed with me ever since, that there was something so right and so relaxing and so comforting to me that I've been so grateful to have many opportunities to be with her. I used to live near her when I used to live near Santa Cruz and was able to see her often until I moved here to Ashland. So I'm so grateful that she's here today and that I can be with her and that you can be with her too, because she's truly remarkable and I think might actually touch you in a similar way. For the people that are attracted to what she offers, it can be very touching and life-changing, and it happens seemingly to everybody that gets close, that's in resonance with her. And so maybe we should talk a little bit about what's next, a little bit about what's coming. And you have a retreat coming up, which at Vajrapani, which is in the Santa Cruz Mountains at Boulder Creek. And I was there once, and this sounds kind of woo-woo, but I swear that the ground at Vajrapani is holy. There have been a lot of Tibetan lamas that have been there, and the Dalai Lama has been there, but there's something that is bigger than life, bigger than you. The ground speaks this great love. And the truth just really hit me when I was there. And so to know that you will be there in October and to be in this amazing place, very exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of the combination of the silence of the forest and the sacred energy of the Gompa, what is really a meditation hall there, really will give us a deep holding in our process of going home into our own selves. And in my experience, what else would you want to be doing with your life, you know, when you lay on your deathbed and you look back to your life? What has really touched you? What do you take with you when you go to the next stage, so to speak?
Yeah.
And that's really what we do in silent retreat. We leave our busy lives behind, our living, busy world behind, and we give ourselves just completely to our true self, and we give wholehearted and undivided attention to our true love. I call it our true love, you know, your true self, your true beingness. And when you take time for that, to rest in that, because we all have so many distractions, you know, especially these times with iPhones and iPods, and it's not anymore the telephone, but the iPhone and the iPod and the computers, what is fantastic technology, absolutely fantastic. And it's also a huge distraction, what keeps us away from our true heart. So going on retreat is a big invitation to come into your own self and steep in there like a tea bag, you know, steeping and steeping. And then after 5 days, when you go home, you take that beauty with you home. It doesn't stop there. You take that with you home into your world, and you will touch people. You will touch your own life, and you will touch people there. And more you will come in touch with your own happiness, and you will also come in touch with your own unhappiness. And there is a chance for letting that go, letting that come home too, so that that can rest and you can more deeply rest into your own true being.
And that is going to be a five-night retreat, October 25th through the 30th. And if you sign up before September 1st, there's a discount. And also there's an event in Bend on October 7th and 8th. And you can go to her website, www.marliescochere.com. It's MarliesCochert, a French last name. And Marlies, I just really want to thank you for coming today. It's been very beautiful for me to have you here. I feel really honored you're here.
It's my pleasure, and thank you so much for inviting me here.
Thank you. That's our show for today. This is Love, Relationships, and You with Grant Larson at KSKQ 89.5 FM in Ashland. Thank you for today. Also, I have a Tuesday show called Deficits, Wall Street, and You, a very different kind of energy, different kind of focus. And tune in again next week at 10, and that's our show for today. Thank you.
Sogno l'orizzonte e mancano le parole. Sì, lo so che non c'è luce in una stanza quando manca il sole. Se non ci sei tu con me, con me, sì. Le finestre mostrano tutto il mio cuore che è acceso. Chiudi dentro me la luce che ho incontrato per strada.
Sogno all'orizzonte, manca le parole. E io so sì, lo so che sei con me.